Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don Caldwell would come and play his horn at Stubbs Barbecue. Terry Allen started coming down there.
Yeah.
Playing, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, even Muddy Waters, and Tom T. Hall.
Johnny Cash and all these people.
Well, I'll never forget when Linda Ronstadt came, and we took her over to Stubbs, and she went in Stubbs' kitchen in the back in her little white ballerina slippers and walked through the most barbecue sauce encrusted floor I've ever seen.
Today on Fugitive Waves with the Kitchen Sisters, Stubb Stubblefield, the Archangel of Barbecue. A few years back, we were at KUT Studios in Austin, producing Hidden Kitchens Texas, an hour-long radio special. In the studio with us, playing music, was singer and songwriter Jimmy Dale Gilmore and steel guitar player Cindy Cashdollar and bass player Tom Corwin. During the recording session, Joe and Sharon Ely came by. Gilmore and the Elys are longtime friends from Lubbock. Wow, Lubbock. When it comes to music, there's something in the water in Lubbock, that's for sure. When we started talking about Hidden Kitchens Texas with the Elys and how communities come together through food, the conversation quickly turned to the legendary Stubb Stubblefield, the Archangel of Barbecue.
I was hitchhiking down the street in Lubbock one day when a big old Cadillac came my way. The Cadillac pulled over to the side of the street, so I opened the door and I sat down in the seat. Then I looked across the car and saw the baddest man I'd ever seen.
Stubbs. The place was about barbecue and music. You knew if you wanted to hang out with your kind of people, you go out to Stubbs and you'd see a bunch of pickers out there. You know, it's like camels to a watering hole. And he loved musicians. He was a kind of an archangel, I think, is what he was.
And now I've never been the same, and I'll never forget the man, and I'll never forget the name. It was the Stubb Boogie.
I'm Jimmy Dale Gilmore. In Lubbock, the very first band that I ever played in was Jesse Taylor and John Reed and Joe Ely and T.J. McFarlane. Jesse was a blues guitar player. He was living over in East Lubbock. Lubbock's very segregated, even now. And one day he was hitchhiking, and this big, huge black man stopped and picked him up. It was Stubb, Stubblefield. He had a barbecue joint, tiny little dive over there, and Jesse started hanging out with Stubb, and they just became close friends, and Stubb had the best jukebox in the world. It had Howlin' Wolf and Bobby Blue Bland and, you know, Lightnin' Hop. It was truly wonderful.
Ain't that good? See, we just been having a ball.
Get up, good.
At some point, Jesse said, Stubb, could I bring a few of my friends over here and play some music? It was unusual, you know, for a white kid and a black man to become close friends.
My name is Sharon Ely, and I was born in Lubbock, Texas, and then I migrated down to Austin with my husband, Joe Ely. Don Caldwell would come and play his horn at Stubbs Barbecue. Terry Allen started coming down there and playing, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, even Muddy Waters, and Tom T. Hall.
Johnny Cash and all these people.
Well, I'll never forget when Linda Ronstadt came, and we took her over to Stubbs, and she went in Stubbs' kitchen in the back in her little white ballerina slippers and walked through the most barbecue sauce-encrusted floor I've ever seen. Stubbs was born in Navasota, Texas, and his father was a Baptist preacher. And Stubbs used to cook in the Army. He knew how to cook for lots of people.
He had this deep, beautiful voice, just exuded love. And he would get up and he'd say, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Stubbs and I'm a cook. Well, he was generous to everybody, but he was generous to musicians, and it provided a focal point. I mean, having the place to get together, and it was based around food, it's based around the love of these people for each other, and the kitchen, I mean, what it amounts to is the kitchen is the place that everybody gets together.
Stubbs would go around to all the different honky-tonks where all of you guys were playing, and he would invite all the musicians over for Sunday dinner. He would go back to his little place and cook like turkey and dressing, and he would sleep on top of his pool table. We'd find him asleep the next day when all the musicians would come over and they're sunglasses, you know, and Stubbs would actually have stayed up all night cooking. He'd do that over and over again, just free, you know. He was always saying, I want to feed the world.
In Lubbock, Texas, the other night, drinking beer and about half tight, me and Paul and Jim and a guy named Al. We were drawing pictures and writing songs, sitting there talking before too long. Paul said, we ought to move this party over to Stubbs. I'm Tom T. Hall, and I'm a songwriter, a country music singer. We had an organization we called the IRS, Idiots Rescuing Stubbs. Once in a while, Stubbs would go out of business, and we'd all get together and raise some money and put him back in business. Willie's in this club, and Waylon and people hung around Texas.
Being Stubbs, first of all, he had zero business sense.
No money. You know, so everybody tried to help him, and eventually we got him to make some barbecue sauce in the kitchen, and then we take it out and sell it for him.
Here now to help us all the way from Austin, Texas, is C.B. Stubblefield, known as Stubbs. Oh, Stubbs!
My husband, Joe Ely, was invited to go sing on David Letterman, and then they got Stubbs to come and cook barbecue. He prepared it on stage.
And how, sir, did you become interested in the science, the art, the fun of barbecuing?
I was born hungry, my dad said. We had to cook. All of us had to learn how to cook.
It was the Stubb Boogie. Yeah, the Stubb Boogie.
Eventually, Stubb ended up coming to Austin. He got his own club, which still continues and is one of the main music venues here. You know, now it's been long enough that some of the young people that work there, they don't know who Stubb was. It's really great to kind of revive the memory.
I never had any Stubb at barbecue. Stubbs and I were great friends. I loved him like a brother, but I never told him that I was a vegetarian. I would go around and eat some bread and beans, but there was just one Stubbs, just here to teach us a lesson of some kind.
Let it go on till the break of day. It's the Stubb Boogie. Yeah, it's the Stubb Boogie. It's the Stubb Boogie.
Yeah, it's the Stubb Boogie. Yeah. Hello out there, all you happy peoples. I want you to celebrate, relax, just for a little while. Because right now, ladies and gentlemen, this program is coming to you live. right out of the barbecue pit. We got a very special thing here.
This is Stubbs' legendary blues cookbook cassette. According to Rob Perlman, who worked for Stubb in Austin in the 1980s, when Stubb first started marketing his barbecue sauce out of his kitchen, he'd take Jack Daniel's bottles, steam off the label, and put his own on it. Along with your bottle of sauce, you'd sometimes get a cassette copy of Stubb's audio cookbook, featuring Stubb, backed up by the legendary Jesse Taylor on guitar.
You know, they tell me that Columbus discovered America. Right now, you're going to get an opportunity to make your discovery. And you ain't going to have no ocean across, ladies and gentlemen. When this program is finished, you too can say, I am a cook, ladies and gentlemen. So we want you to pay attention. Remember what we're telling you? We're going to go by the numbers. We're going to deal with pork ribs, sausage, chicken. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, right now we going to go through the main thing about cooking barbecue. In order to cook good barbecue, you got to have something to cook it on. That means a pit. A barbecue pit, ladies and gentlemen, is kind of like a beautiful woman. You pick the one you think is the most beautiful. Could look like Grab a Gertie or Mella Monroe, as long as it's your choice. Second to that, ladies and gentlemen, is the wood. Mesquite. Second to that is oak. The most wood you can't find anymore is hickory. Hickory is something that's almost a thing of the past, kind of like the Maltese fold. They done faded out of history. Next thing we're going to talk about is meat. It is very important that you know what kind of meat, what your taste bud means, you know? You cannot substitute chicken for pork ribs, pork chops for beef, beef for turkey, turkey for fish. You have to have the right thing in mind. And believe me, you need to have the right thing in mind when you're making preparation for food. It's very important that you have everything you need right where you got it. Right in the pit area where you got your meat all cut up. Okay, next thing we're going to go to here, we're going to go to chicken. Most commonly thing you find cooking in a barbecue pit in the home is chicken. I prefer cooking chicken cut in half. This way you don't have all the little pieces to fool with. You put the chicken on, you have to watch it, you have to love what you've done. You have to have feelings for what you've done. You have to really understand, and a good set of eyes and a good quick set of fingers. Beans to barbecue is like tea on Texas and D on Dallas. They just go together. Put them on a pot, wash them, be sure you got the rocks and all that other stuff out of them. Put you some fat back in them and cook them until they are soft and tender. You can add a little chili powder, a little garlic, a little mescal, and whatever you so desire. And you're going to have some of the beans that is equally delicious to your barbecue. One thing about beans, you got to dehydrate the little gas out of them. You're going to get it all through the house at night. And one way to do that, put your little baking soda in. And that'll smooth out all that easiness so you sleep comfortable at night and won't kill nobody.
Stubbs Stubblefield, the Archangel of Barbecue, was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, with Laura Folger and Nathan Dalton, mixed by Jim McKee. You can find Stubbs' recipe for smoked whole brisket, which requires deep commitment, and at least 16 hours, at kitchensisters.org/fugitivewaves. You can also find Joe Ely's Black Eyed Peas.
Summertime.
Special thanks to the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works.
Fish are jumping in the cotton is high. Oh, yeah.
The Kitchen Sisters Present is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts created by independent producers.
Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation, and thanks to AdZerk for providing their ad-serving platform to Radiotopia.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you a little story here, ladies and gentlemen. This is a true story about Dub and where I came from. Yeah. You know where I came from, ladies and gentlemen? They plant cotton. Oh, yeah. And the cotton got tall. Sometime it got so tall, you have to climb the stalk to get to the last bow. Oh, yeah. I don't know how many cotton pickers it is in Stubbs Barbecue tonight. Oh, yeah. But the one thing that I do know, everybody in this house, everybody's got a mama. Yeah. Well, I love this song, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Yeah. You know, one other thing, ladies and gentlemen, that I enjoy about Stubbs Barbecue, because I'm a cook. Yeah. That's my plan. That's my business. I want to feed the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Radiotopia from PRX.